This is for a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Some people keep wondering as to why Allah prescribed fasting on His servants. What could be the purpose of fasting, and what are the goals that we can achieve after fasting a whole month? What are the benefits that we can expect to get after a month of fasting? So these are some important questions that we will try to address in this episode. Brothers and sisters, there are various aspects associated with fasting. They also possess numerous physical and spiritual benefits. These tend to have a great impact on man. The most important of them is the ethical aspect and the educative philosophy. The fasting of Ramadan is going to change our character, our akhlaq, and it's going to have an educative impact. It's going to have, you know, a lasting and an enduring impact on our conscience, on our spirituality, on our mentality towards other people, towards our neighbors, towards the poor and the needy. Now, to further explain the benefits of fasting, I would like to say that fasting makes man's soul kind, strengthens his determination, and moderates his instincts. In other words, fasting creates balance between his physical and spiritual dimensions. It balances his physical instincts. When an individual fasts, despite his hunger and thirst, he must stay away from food, water, and sexual pleasures and prove practically that he is not an animal within a stable, but an entity that can rein in, that can control his wild soul, his wild nafs, and overcome his lust and carnal desires. So fasting is not only about, you know, abstaining from food and drink, but obviously abstaining from food and drink and engaging in sexual activities are some of the things that every individual must do in the month of Ramadan. Every able-bodied and every duty-bound person must do. But obviously abstaining from these things will ultimately have its impacts on the human soul, and it will strengthen his determination. It will, balance his instincts, and at the end of the day, he will be able to overcome his lust and carnal desires, and he will be in a position to control his lower self, which is his nafsi ammara. In fact, the most important philosophy of fasting is this very spiritual effect. Man, who has a variety of food and drinks at his disposal and who can reach out for them the moment he experiences thirst or hunger, is like the trees that grow near the rivers, seeking support of the walls of the gardens, you know. These fondled and pampered trees possess less resistance and are short-lived, you know. The more water you give to trees, the more you tend to them, the more delicate they are, the more susceptible, the more vulnerable they are. But if water does not reach trees for a few days, they immediately dry up and wither away. But on the contrary, of course, the trees which grow between the rocks on the mountains or in the deserts are strong, they are durable, they are highly resistant. And of course, you cannot compare the trees that grow on desert with trees that grow on the sides of the rivers. They are poles apart. They are totally different. The first one is not resistant. It breaks very easily. And it dries up when water does not reach them. But the second type of trees are trees that are highly resistant. They are durable. They are strong. And they do not break. Even if there is a strong, for example, storm, if there is a strong wind, it's not going to affect them. You know, the same is the case with fasting. This is the impact of fasting. If you fast in the month of Ramadan, you are going to be resistant. You are going to have a firm determination. You are going to have a firm resolve. Let's have a break. We will be back.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Fasting helps, it strengthens, it solidifies man's soul. It grants the soul, for example, in exchange for the temporary restrictions, a strong determination. It grants the soul steadfastness, and it helps the soul to achieve the ability to face up the hardships and severe occurrences. There are difficult times, and these difficult times can easily be tolerated by a fasting person because he has suffered hunger, he has suffered thirst, and he has observed fast. Even though staying hungry, fasting, not eating is not the purpose of fasting. The concept of fasting is to purify yourself. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, just as the verse, the Quranic verse 183 of Surah Al-Baqarah says, you know. So it controls the unruly instincts. Fasting will enable the individual to rein in the instincts, to control them, and it makes man's heart pure and luminous. Fasting helps man to detach himself from the world of animals. It elevates him into the realm of angels, supreme individuals, the lofty individuals. You know, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, the Quranic verse which says, so that you may guard against evil, this is the concept. And this is the goal of fasting, of course. So, which the verse 130 of Surah Al-Baqarah says. And as I said, the verse makes a clear allusion to the philosophy behind fasting. And of course, there are many, many ahadith, many traditions that have been transmitted on the authority of different narrators. One of the well-known traditions from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, is the tradition which says, As-sawmu junnatun minan nar. The fast is a shield. The fast is a shield against the fire. It makes a clear reference to the very concept of taqwa, which is the goal of fasting. We read in the tradition that some companions asked the noble prophet, peace be upon him, what should we do to keep the shaitan away from us? The prophet, peace be upon him, and his family replied, fasting blackens the face of shaitan, charity in the way of Allah breaks his back, befriending someone for the sake of Allah and persevering in performing good deeds cuts his roots, and seeking forgiveness severs the vein of his heart. The Prophet has been reported to have said while welcoming the month of Ramadan, Du'itum ila dhiyafatillah, you have been invited to a divine banquet. So what does it mean, a divine banquet? Obviously, divine banquet means that this month of Ramadan is the month of Rahmah, this is the month of forgiveness, this is the month of mercy. And of course, those who fast and those who recite the Holy Quran, those who do good deeds, their reward will be multiplied. The month of Ramadan is the month of God. And of course, in this month, we are all invited. And we will achieve the rewards for our good deeds, whatever. Even a small good deed is multiplied. And for example, if we recite one verse of the Holy Quran, it is as though we have recited the entire Quran in other months. So that's all for this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. every shade of palm, every closed hand in us, every sparkling tear on every eyelash in us, every thought I have and every word I share.